proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. With this session, we conclude Solomon's Manual for Rearing Children, as contained in the Book of Proverbs. That book functioned as a source of advice for parents seeking to raise their children to serve as godly, functioning members of a society. Yet, the Book of Proverbs served more than just as a series of guidelines. Those people who read Solomon's aphorisms and put them into practice would equip their progeny to train their own descendants to do likewise. Paul enunciated this principle in the second chapter of 2 Timothy. He wrote to his protege that, quote, "The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also," unquote. Each generation had the obligation to train its successors to live by godly standards. A single broken link in that chain would lead to ruin in that society. God commended individuals who brought up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 18, he noted with approval how Abraham would, quote, "command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment," unquote. Note that God praised Abraham, not Sarah, but Abraham, for imparting godly values to their children. Parents who do not train up their children to godliness suffer adverse consequences. Solomon wrote about this in Proverbs chapter 19, quote, "A child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame," unquote. Solomon thus admonished fathers and mothers to, quote, "chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying," unquote, an admonition contained in the 19th chapter of Proverbs. What can happen if a parent fails to train children to follow godliness? Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of the high priest Eli, functioned as illustrations of ungodly children whose behavior brought reproach both upon themselves, upon their father, and upon the ritual sacrificial system God gave to the Jewish people. The writer of 1 Samuel 2 described Hophni and Phinehas as sons of Belial, who knew not the Lord. The two sons coerced those who brought offerings to the tabernacle to give them whatever they wanted, lest they seize those portions by force. The author of 1 Samuel 2 said that, quote, "the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord," unquote. Moreover, Hophni and Phinehas were guilty of gross immorality in their duties as priests. They, quote, "lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation," unquote, thereby adding sexual immorality to their list of transgressions. Their father Eli had several options for dealing with his immoral offspring. At the least, he could have relieved them of their priestly duties. Indeed, according to Deuteronomy chapter 21, Eli could have had Hophni and Phinehas put to death as rebellious children. Instead, he rather lamely rebuked his sons for their misdeeds. He undertook no action to indicate that he would handle the situation as God would require. Because of this, God judged Eli, declaring that Eli, quote, "honors thy sons above me," unquote. Hophni and Phinehas died in one day. They accompanied the Ark of the Covenant into battle against the Philistine armies. When the Philistines took the Ark, Hophni and Phinehas were killed. When their father Eli heard about the fate of his sons, he too died. Eli and his sons paid a terrible price for Eli's failure to train his children in righteousness. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.